Another major downtown employer is downsizing its real estate footprint. Here with details is the editor of the Portland Business Journal, Suzanne Stevens. Hi there, Suzanne.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, this is becoming a common deal, isn't it? What's the latest company shrinking its office space in downtown Portland?
Yeah, this is a big one, or at least a familiar company. It's Portland General Electric. It's been a stalwart of the downtown office market with its headquarters in the World Trade Center. And if you need a marker for that, that's kind of the collection of, I think it's three buildings, and they have all the international flags flying. It's on Southwest Salmon Street, right down on the Willamette River.
How much office space are we talking about?
Yeah, so it's already happened. Apparently, we talked to PGE, and it's reduced occupancy on two floors of three World Trade Center. So that's one of the buildings down there. It represents about 37,000 square feet. Now, PGE is certainly not packing up and going home. It'll continue to occupy well over 150,000 square feet across those buildings at World Trade Center.
Okay, so we have talked about some other big employers downsizing, Suzanne. What's downtown looking like for the rest of this year, you think?
Yeah, I thought it was worth talking about PGE. So even though, I mean, it is a significant downsizing for them, but, you know, they're still going to have a hefty footprint there. But I thought it was worth talking about just because its scale back really reflects how companies continue to shake up their downtown real estate portfolios. And that has a lot of, you know, ripple effects across town. And it's actually not just in the city center where we're seeing this kind of contraction. The tech company Tektronix has considered leasing or selling part of its Beaverton headquarters. It also cited basically how the pandemic has changed work, which is what we heard from PGE as well. Overall office activity just remained weak in the first part of the year, with the downtown office a vacancy rate at 25% in the first quarter, according to the real estate firm CBRE. And that is significant. 25% is a big number when you're looking at the amount of open office space.
That means if someone wants office space downtown, that means they're probably going to get a good deal.
Well, that's a good point. So, you know, the more space that's available, the more affordable the rent, of course. The challenge is for landlords, though, and that's demand. You know, as we're seeing more companies like PGE that are offering hybrid work, you know, not all their workers are coming into the office every day. People just don't need the same footprint. And, you know, there was a lot of questions about, is this a permanent thing? You know, is this going to continue? And for now, it's looking like this is going to be the normal going forward. So companies are not necessarily abandoning their current office spaces altogether, but they are shrinking them. And a lot of companies we've talked to are assessing their needs. So that means I think we're going to see more of this going forward.
Just quickly, do you think it's a downtown Portland thing or just a remote work thing? Mostly here.
I do think it's a little of both. You know, I wish I could say it's not just that it has nothing to do with kind of just companies not wanting to be downtown. But we have heard of companies that have kind of packed up. They want to move outside of the downtown core. But we've reported on a couple of law firms recently, for example, that are moving into downtown. So maybe they're seeing those deals to be had and they're banking on, you know, downtown coming back strong. Maybe it'll be a slower climb because we do have these office spaces that still need to fill up. But it is happening all around, Brett, and, you know, not just in Portland. It's happening across the country in big cities. You're seeing this kind of contraction of office space.
Lots of things are happening, not just in Portland. Just
yes,
reminding
it's
people.
Yes, it's true. It's not just us, people. It's not just us.
All right. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thanks. See you later.
Suzanne Stevens, the editor of the Portland Business Journal. Find them at bizjournals.com/Portland.